Random House Audio presents Stumbling on Happiness by Daniel Gilbert. Read for you by the author. One cannot divine nor forecast the conditions that will make happiness. One only stumbles upon them by chance in a lucky hour, at the world's end somewhere, and holds fast to the days, as to fortune or fame. Willa Cather, Les Lavandues, 1902. Forward. How sharper than a serpent's tooth it is to have a thankless child. Shakespeare, King Lear. What would you do right now if you learned that you were going to die in 10 minutes? Would you race upstairs and light that Marlboro you've been hiding in your sock drawer since the Ford administration? Would you waltz into your boss's office and present him with a detailed description of his personal defects? Would you drive out to that steakhouse near the new mall and order a T-bone medium rare with an extra side of the really bad cholesterol? Hard to say, of course, but of all the things you might do in your final 10 minutes, it's a pretty safe bet that few of them are things you actually did today. Now, some people will bemoan this fact, wag their fingers in your direction, and tell you sternly that you should live every minute of your life as though it were your last, which only goes to show that some people would spend their final 10 minutes giving other people dumb advice. The things we do when we expect our lives to continue are naturally and properly different than the things we might do if we expected them to end abruptly. We go easy on the lard and tobacco, smile dutifully at yet another of our supervisor's witless jokes, read books like this one when we could be wearing paper hats and eating pistachio macaroons in the bathtub, and we do each of these things in the charitable service of the people we'll soon become. We treat our future selves as though they were our children.